Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Today we are going to be talking about whether or not a leopard can change its spots. So, can a leopard change its spots?
I don't know. I really don't know where I fall down on this one. I was thinking about whether there's a saying, isn't there? That we make change upon change upon change, but we pretty much remain the same people. I mean, I'm paraphrasing there. That's not a very good phrase. Do you know where my head goes? Is that Bridesmaids? You know, Bridesmaids, where she go, I feel like we grow and share, you know, and they're like, well, I feel like we pretty much stay the same people. Apart from we grow, and then pretty much stay the same people. And I feel like that's where I probably come down to. And I was thinking, have I changed my spots? Have I changed them? And I mean, what are spots? Are these fundamental things about your personality? So for example, I definitely changed behavior. Like, I've stopped drinking. Yeah. I mean, 7 years sober.
Yeah.
This year, Cali sober.
What's Cali sober?
Cali sober
is when you take...
when you don't mind doing... I don't do drugs, but no. I wouldn't also say no.
It's basically where you maybe don't drink but get fucked up on loads of drugs.
I'm high right now.
Yeah.
I'm high right now.
We should do one where we're like stoned or something.
Do some TCBs.
Yeah. Oh, God, no, I can't do gummies.
Gummies aren't TCBs.
Oh, what are they?
TCBs are like really trippy pills. But
Juicy bees, did you call
them?
Sorry, no, I thought you said gummies. No, I thought we were juicy bears. Are,
really trippy pills. This wasn't where I was going, but no.
Have a leopard change your spots.
So I'm sober.
Yes.
I've been 7 years sober.
Yeah, Cali sober.
I used to love drinking a lot.
Yeah.
I drank a lot. You know, like, thank the Lord there was no social media when I was at uni, because I don't even know if I'd have made it out of university, quite frankly. So I changed my spots in that way. I definitely changed my spots in that way. But if we're talking also, I feel like, do you know what? I don't want to keep on going on about it, but I feel like my cancer changed me. I feel like that changed a lot of my spots. Like, I feel like I am a different person from pre. So I feel like events can change you.
Yes.
And I think that, I do feel a very different person from previous. Like, I fundamentally feel like I've changed.
I guess, yeah, and that's totally understandable. Like, I do wholeheartedly agree that events can really change and shape you. But can a leopard change its spots? To me, kind of where my thoughts on this, like, this, basically, when I think of or use the phrase leopard never changes its spots, I'm usually referring to someone who isn't a very nice person.
Yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Totally. And like, so I've got two schools of thoughts here. So when
have you been researching?
No, I've just suddenly woken up to my superior intellect. No. So basically, I've sat up a bit straighter, haven't I?
Sorry.
Look at me.
I totally made you lose your train of thought now
completely.
As well.
Sorry,
I shouldn't have interrupted you.
No, not at all. It's good.
You have two schools of thought.
Two schools of thought on this. So can a horrible person who is innately not very nice, bit of an arsehole really, can they change? Generally speaking, and this is very generally, I think not.
Really?
I think however hard they try, they're still that person at the core. Like,
there's still going to be a see you next Tuesday.
Possibly, yeah. Like, I think that they can change. They can be nicer for longer periods. So, but then you every now and then see their old self coming out.
Interesting.
So that's my first. So if you're not a very nice person, bit of an ass, I think you'll always be one, no matter what you go through. But it will be, but less often. So the mm-hmm. frequency can change.
Okay.
But I think when it comes to drugs and addiction and alcohol and that kind of thing, I think absolutely, because of all the amazing people, including yourself, who have been able to remain sober, whether that's Cali sober or not, or Cali
the best drug type of free sober
or not, if it's
sober.
But like, yeah, so I think in terms of addiction and sort of changing their ways and crime, and that kind of thing, I think a leopard can change its spots. I think, you know, people can stop drinking, can stop taking drugs, can stop stealing. But I think crime in terms of abuse, I'm not so sure. I sort of feel like the core, at your core, you are who you are. And, you know, alcohol and drugs are sort of these external things, right? Even though the addiction is internal, I sort of feel like you can, they can in those contexts. But yeah, I think ultimately sort of, life has sort of felt like it's taught me that once a bit of an asshole, always a bit of an asshole. Once, you know, but dickish behavior doesn't really ever go away, no matter how hard you try.
I think
it pops up.
Do you think if you have like real intense therapy and like you realize, I think so when you talk about once an asshole, always an asshole, I definitely go to one specific friend.
Yeah.
Who is an asshole.
Yeah.
There's no like, yeah. I've grown up with him. Everyone I know will agree he's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. My head goes to one particular.
Yeah. I don't think he will change, but I think he could change. I don't think he's ever going to put in the work to change. I think if you really, because I think that he is an asshole because maybe it just is his personality. I think it's personality, but also conditioning. I think it's to do with his childhood. And I think you create all of these habits and these things that you do and the ways that you survive. And it's really, really hard to break those down without real significant kind of work on yourself.
Totally. It's unpatterning yourself. And also
unpatterning yourself. You're coming out with all of them today.
Honestly, I'm on fire.
She's on fire. She's moderately gifted today. But I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry, that was me. My little Alicia Keys.
It made me like totally lose what I was saying.
Oh, arsehole friend who, we were talking about unpatterning, like all these patterns that you build up from childhood, coping mechanisms.
I don't think that he has enough of a desire to change who he is. And I don't think he feels like there's enough of an issue to really change who he is. He also has addiction issues, bad addiction issues. You know, his marriage has broke, his life has fallen apart.
Yeah.
When we think, you know, there are so many times when I have thought that he has hit rock bottom and that he is going to change and he's going to do the work and he's going to put in the time and he's going to put in the energy. And he just doesn't. And I don't know why. I suppose this is why I really love true crime as well, because I think there's that thing of what makes someone like that. Like, I am not a person who believes that people are born evil. Like, I just don't believe it.
I don't believe people are born evil. I don't generally believe people are born evil at all. I do. There are a couple of kids I've met.
I don't believe people are born evil. There are a couple of very young babies I've met who are the spawn of Satan.
I've definitely met.
This might have to be the first cut we ever do, because like, I actually cannot believe that semi-sentence just came out of your mouth.
No, I definitely have. Right. I'm going to stand with that, actually. I don't think it needs to be cut.
She's doubling down. She's doubling down.
I think we can all, if we were all, if we all dug deep enough and were brave enough to be that honest, there are definitely a couple of kids I've met in sort of, let's say, toddler years.
What do you think of pure evil?
Not pure evil. Okay, evil, pure evil's a bit extreme, but something not right. Like, they're not right. There's something, they've got a glint in their eye. They're a little bit sneaky.
Yes.
A little shit.
That, you know, probably, like, would have been me, though.
No, I don't.
I definitely had a glint in my eye.
Of all the kids I've ever met, I can only think of a couple. So it's not... But
that are pure evil.
Not pure... Okay, pure evil.
55% evil.
70-30.
70-30. Yeah,
there are definitely a couple of kids I have met that I think... And the parents are lovely.
Yeah.
There's something
not
right.
Oh, okay, I know parents... what you're talking about now.
Oh, I don't know. Do you?
No, I don't.
No. Okay, maybe we'll talk... but we can't mention names here.
Obviously.
Honestly, I've been like, there's something not quite right. Or you just seem a bit nasty.
Yeah.
Oh God, yes. And there's another kid that I do know who's so fucking manipulative, yeah, given their age, and the parents are adorable. There's something not right. I think there are a few kids. Yeah, totally. I've just clocked.
She's just clocked who I thought it was.
I've just clocked who you're thinking about and who. Yeah, of course. Obviously. So I don't think people are born evil. Well, you know, generally, apart from a few kids, I definitely have seen like, whoa, you're a bit sort of Damien. You know.
Yes.
Like.
That makes me think of Only Fools and Horses when he has the, God, my references are so like 80s, but Rodney thinks that like Del Boy's kid is like evil, doesn't he? I don't know.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and he's called Damien, isn't he? I don't know. I don't think that, I think that's circumstances though, isn't it? That's something that a child is not getting. There's a need there that's not being met, I think. I don't know if it's not.
Possibly, absolutely.
We've lost her.
No. Sorry, I'm just trying to close things because the laptop keeps making noise and it's driving me nuts. But I do. Although I also know that in one of the kids I'm thinking about has siblings and they're all right.
Really?
So I don't know. I don't think anyone's sort of born evil, but I do think, yeah, maybe it is their primary and secondary socialisation that's gone a bit AWOL.
There's a kid at the moment that's in my life that I know the parents are really, really struggling to parent. And I think he has a glint in his eye and he very much kind of is just such a live wire, like such a live wire. And he reminds me of me and of my son. And I said something awful to her the other day that I was talking about my experience as a child and how I felt like my mum kind of tried to contain me a lot and tried to kind of stop me doing things. And
yeah,
what I've very much done with my children is not do that, as kind, yeah, of really let
them
be
who they are. Yeah,
who they are. And I was kind of trying to say, you know, with your child, maybe you know, want to try that. And I said, you know, I remember my mum telling me a lot that I'd ruined the day. That, you know, so we'd go out somewhere to the beach or whatever and,
yeah,
you know, something would happen and, you know, very much the blame of the day and everyone's happiness would come on to me. And that's something that I very much carried with me. And I said that to her and she went, oh God, I tell him that all the time.
I was thinking, like, I'd do that with Gabriella, actually.
Yeah, and that really, like, stuck with me.
Yeah, that's a good.
And it's something that I never do with my kids. I never blame them for things. I never say that, you know, they've done something. I don't know, like there's something
even when
for
they
me
have,
about.
Though.
But have they? Have they ruined the whole day just because they've had a tantrum and they've been a bit of an arsehole? Like,
yeah,
screw them.
Sometimes Gabriella can, it feels like she can ruin my morning by just not listening, or but maybe it's because I've got other stuff going on in my head and I just can't cope with it as well. So maybe it isn't her.
And that's the thing, because, you know, James has been like this with me recently. So I'll tell this. I don't know if I've told this story, but I told my my oncologist, which Crystal told me what an oncologist is.
Crystal? Oh my God, I can't breathe.
Crystal. That's because when I first knew you, that's what I thought your name
was. Oh my God, I know. It's so painful.
Back. Anyway, Christelle.
The prostitute that is Crystal. Yeah.
That made me just think of Band of Gold. God, all my references are like from the 80s and 90s. So you taught me what an oncologist was, and I have completely lost my train of thought. But I told my oncologist and my nurse today. That,
yeah.
So I'm taking HRT at the moment.
Yeah.
I am doing the gel. It's really icky. It's horrible. You have to put these two pumps of gel on you. Yeah. So you have to put them on your arms or you have to put them on your thighs. Right. And it's really gross. I've realized that I'm quite a sensory person and I hate things like that. Like, I hate temperature changes. I find self-care really, really difficult. Anyway, so I wasn't taking my HRT and that was really affecting my moods and affecting my relationship with James. So he decided that he was going to be a really lovely, supportive husband and he was going to put the gel on for me.
Oh, that's really kind.
Know. Isn't it really, really sweet and kind?
Mm.
Until he started getting really, really emotional.
Oh.
We weren't using gloves. So he was basically rubbing in my HRT and also
getting HRT
quite a lot of estrogen.
Oh my God.
Know.
Oh my God.
He started talking about divorce. Oh, Lucy, you're so mean to me. Oh God, that is terrible. I'm such a person, husband. You're abusive. Oh, you're a terrible wife. And I was
my God, that's...
What is going on with this man? He's becoming really odd.
Oh, my God,
I spoke to my friend about it. I was like, I wasn't even talking to her about that. I was like, oh, God, there's so much of this HRT to rub in. Like, Rach, when do you do it? Like, la, la. She was like, I do it before bed. You know, I sit there and la, la, la. And I said, okay. I said, sometimes James and I don't go to bed at the same time, though. Yeah. That's the problem. And she was like, what difference does that make? And I was like, well, he puts it on for me. She was like, what? She was like, I was like, yeah, he puts it on for me. And she was like, does he wear gloves? And I was like, no. And she was like, Lucy, I get Simon, her husband, to stay away from her for like an hour.
Oh my God.
After she's put it on, so nothing, you know, nothing transfers onto him. I was literally getting him to lather it all over me and rub it in.
Oh my God, that's really
And
funny.
Then when he stopped doing that, he turned back to normal.
Back to James. Back to the husband that he always has
I
been.
Know. Amazing.
Oh my
but
God, that's
I told,
so funny.
I can't remember why I was why? Saying this story.
I can't stop
but anyway, my
today.
Oncologist and the nurse found it absolutely hilarious. And I said I fully give them permission to tell everyone today. And they were like, oh, we will be, even without permission. Oh, that was my point, sorry. That, you know, we have done a lot of work on our marriage recently, mainly because James was getting a dose of hormones that he didn't know he was getting.
Yeah.
And was quite emotional about sometimes how I treat him.
That's amazing, though. I mean, it goes to show our hormones, like women with the estrogen and...
Oh, my God.
Like, it's amazing that that actually had such an effect on him.
I actually think, and I know this, you know, but I actually think men should get a dose of estrogen for a few months.
Just to see how it
feels. Just to see how it fucking feels.
Absolutely.
Getting that and being a roller coaster. Although, I will say that men do have their time of the month.
Yeah,
they do.
Definitely.
They definitely have fluctuations as well. So my...
Fluctuations is a very nice way of putting it.
Oh, I love it. Mm. But my actually one of our house mistresses at school used to be a house mistress for a boys' boarding house, and she was like, they definitely have their times of the month as well and their fluctuations.
I mean, the moon and like like day, night, moon, sea, sun, you know, nature.
But I think what James and I had what we realised is
Sorry, what am I talking about? But you know,
what?
I'm just a mad woman. Like, the sun, the day, no, universe, do. I was sort of thinking like the moon, nature, you know, with the cycles. Oh. Like, we all have to have them, you know.
Totally. Like, I just ignored you there. Yeah, sorry, I was just fine, like, what is she talking
sometimes
about?
It's best to just ignore me, I think.
No, definitely. I track the moon.
No.
I actually have a moon journal
exactly.
as well. Exactly. I, you know, I'm very... One of my best friends absolutely hates it because she says that she's non-spiritual, but then she said, like, at Glastonbury, she wants to go and see and get her tarot cards read and stuff. And I was like, yeah, you are spiritual. Yeah. But she, you know, I very much believe that my moods are driven by the moon. I feel like we've lost that a bit. You know, there's a reason why all of these incredibly old monuments and what are they called? Monolithic. Things
yeah.
like Stonehenge and yeah. all of that stuff is all to do with the moon and to do with the sun and yes
exactly so it's got to happen to men as well right
definitely.
Can't just be women
but I think
affected.
What we do is we get into patterns don't we and I think that's what James and I had done we got into negative thought patterns
yeah.
about each other
right
so when we were talking to each other we weren't actually even hearing each other all we were doing is going you annoy me so much in my head and you're this and you're that.
Yeah,
rather than
we've definitely had those phases.
Going, right, that, and what I actually said to James is, you need to change the narrative in your head and I need to change the narrative in my head and we need to start working as a team again. We were
yeah.
like fighting each other. And so we have changed and we have like, I feel like we've changed the spots of our marriage and like we were getting into this really negative pattern. And by just doing a little bit of work,
yeah.
we've been able to change. And I do, I don't know, I think that fundamentally I have to believe that people can change. I have to believe that. For like my moral kind of, not my moral, that's wrong, but I fundamentally believe that we, as people and as a human race, we constantly have, we need to march forward. We need to change. We need to just keep on evolving and getting better.
Yeah. And I get that. At the core, it is really important to believe that. And I,
but I definitely also believe that there are a few toddlers I've met that are completely evil.
Yeah.
And not right in the head.
Yeah. And actually, like, little psychos. But no. Oh, God. I wish I was joking. But yeah, I like to believe that people can change. And I think there are some areas in which one can change. But I do think fundamentally you kind of are who you are at your core. And those people that think they have changed and have changed to a point, it just pops, the old them pops out every now and then. But
even it's sort of said, like trying to suppress it.
Yeah,
you get a
smidgen of it every now and then. And it's like, oh yeah, they haven't quite changed, have they? You know? But I do think, like, from an alcohol and, you know, from a substance, like, more addiction, I definitely believe in change. And I'm so proud of you and all the other people that have been able to do that.
But do you know one of my other addictions? I love addictions. I collect them like badges. I do have a massive badge collection. But I worry that when I come off with Govy, I won't have changed my spots. And I'll just be like...
Yeah, I've had mixed... So... I know quite a few people that have been on it and I spoke to the doctor, like I said to you earlier, about maybe doing it myself today because I'm just exhausted of bloody dieting. But I have met people that have come off it. It feels like the shorter period, those who have been on it the shortest struggle a bit more and put a bit of the weight back on. And then those who have been on it for like 5-6 months seem to sort of have got into a good habits and like sort of it's really helped their brains not to think about food so much. So
yeah.
I completely understand why you'd be nervous. And I think some weight possibly will go back on, but equally, hopefully you'll have been on it for long enough to have retrained your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough one, a food addiction, because you have to eat to live.
Yeah.
But
especially when it's been from such a young age, I think, as well.
Completely.
When it's been a comfort and a source of that, yeah.
Emotional.
Mindless, yeah, emotional.
Link. Emotional eating.
Dopamine hit. Totally. All of those things are actually quite hard to unpick. But that's why it's important to do the work, because I think now that I know all of those things,
yeah,
it is kind of easier to be like, don't eat that. You're just actually looking for a dopamine hit. So where else can you go get a dopamine hit?
I've been finding recently, actually.
Been going to IKEA a lot.
Going to IKEA. Love IKEA. I wonder what the world would be like without IKEA.
God, I don't sort know. Sort of
a... Yeah. I think I'm a bit mad today. I think the today? Laughter. The laughter. No, the laughter. But just, like, completely sidetracking, but reminding me... James is taking your HRT indirectly. Reminded me of something that happened... So my friend's child sadly has a huge allergy, to an anaphylactic kind of like dreadful.
The people who still open their peanuts on planes, they're fucking evil.
They were probably born evil.
I actually cannot even believe that people would do that. Like, who the fuck would do that? Who loves peanuts that much?
No, exactly. It's like, really...
That is just... I honestly, when I read about that, I actually just cannot even believe that. No. But anyway, sorry.
No, so I can't believe
your
it.
Your friends...
No, I can't believe it. It's not... That's not the nut allergy that that the child has got. the nut allergy that child has got is Brazil nuts.
Oh, I love Brazil nuts.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, I won't even have a Brazil nut. Like at Christmas, quite a few people have brought round, you know, chocolate covered Brazil nuts. And I will literally ask them to take them out. Like the child doesn't come to our house that often, but
it's so bad.
Yeah. It's awful. And I really feel for, I really, really feel for my friend who has to live with that. But there was this funny incident, which I thought was fucking hilarious, but so her partner dropped the kid off at a party, and obviously she has to have an EpiPen wherever it goes.
If it's really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. We cannot go anywhere without an EpiPen, not even to the post box. I often just sit and think about how hard that must be.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, so basically he dropped the child off and there's a demonstrator, you know, they've got an EpiPen that they used to demonstrate with.
Yeah. That was such an evil laugh.
Oh, sorry, was it? It's not meant to be. That's my kind of trying to hold it in laugh. But basically, he dropped the kid off at this party. So it was like,
I don't know where this is going. I feel like I should.
Well, basically, rather than using the sort of the fake EpiPen, he basically EpiPenned the mum with the real one by accident.
With the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction style.
And then she, by accident, and then he had to, so she
had to spend the whole party like that.
Yeah, the mum had to. Anyway.
What did it do? Did it just fucking
made her a bit sketchy. But I mean, it's awful. But it's also, imagine like someone, you're hosting like 10 8-year-olds or whatever at your house. And then
you're already wired.
And then you're already
fuck.
Absolutely like done in. And then someone EpiPens you by accident. Jesus. Anyway, I don't know whether that's, some people might not find that funny. I just thought it was quite hilarious.
Some people probably won't find that funny.
But I mean, nut allergies is, you know, that in all seriousness,
well,
that
actually,
is just a
hope. It made me think when we talked about the plane, I actually, just after Minnie was born, when she was a month when we were there, we went to Italy with a load of friends. And one of our friends' kids has a hazelnut allergy.
Yeah.
Not really bad, but yeah, you know, enough that, I mean, she was concerned about it.
Yeah.
And the boys, the men,
yeah,
kept on buying Kinder ice cream. And she kept on saying, guys, can you stop buying this? Like, it's got hazelnuts in it. This is not, you know, they just kept on doing it.
No, it's really bad. And it's, do you know, we boycotted one of the Peter Rabbit's films because terribly, I mean, A, I think there needs to be a lot more awareness to nut allergies and that it's not just peanuts, it's hazelnuts, it's Brazil nuts, it's sesame, you know, sesame's not a nut, is it? No.
But it's a seed.
It's a seed.
But I think people can have severe allergies to sesame.
And then, well, I mean, why? All
what
nuts.
What did they say?
So, what, who?
Peter Rabbit. I don't know what is wrong with my brain at the moment, but I went to Roger Rabbit and I was like, oh my God, I love
Do
those
you know what?
Films.
That's so weird. I sort of did as well. But Peter Rabbit, I can't remember which one it was, but we didn't go and watch it because they had chased, basically he has an, I can't even remember it now, so it's almost pointless me talking about it, but in a nutshell.
Did you do that on
purpose? No, I really didn't. Oh God!
Ba boom,
ba boom. But
what did he
in
do?
In brief, he was chased. They were chasing Peter Rabbit or someone in the film is allergic to something.
Oh, and they were
chasing and doing it and kind of saying that that's okay. Was actually and sort of belittling the seriousness of it.
Yeah,
and there was sort of a bit of an outcry about it at the time, but I don't think enough of one. But you can't fucking do that stuff in films. Yeah. You can't teach people.
I think
like allergies are really serious things.
Yeah.
And people can die from them. And I think that's something that we're not taught enough in.
It's funny actually because totally. And also actually, like a friend of mine had a tomato ketchup phobia, and at school I put ketchup in his face and he literally turned it around and flung ketchup all over me. I just stank of ketchup for years.
Yeah.
I should have just probably washed my clothes, but I was at boarding school. And I remember thinking, oh God, these phobia things are quite serious. Because I don't really have any fears or phobias. Like maybe like going mad, but like that's it. And
what do you mean going mad?
Like I have a fear of going mad.
Oh,
like
sorry. Okay.
Yeah, like
okay,
I'll
yeah.
end up in like.
Yeah.
But I remember that. And actually, in our school at the moment, there's a girl who has a balloon phobia.
Right.
So I found that out because at one of the discos, we had loads of balloons. And
yeah, Gabriella didn't like those.
We
when
can't
she was
have
little.
Balloons anymore. And I was actually really shocked that a lot of the people were just like, what? Of course we can have, but like, that's not, it's ridiculous to not have. I was like, she properly freaked out, guys. Like, she wouldn't even come in the hall. Like, there was something that was. Anyway, I was really surprised that people weren't as sympathetic as they would have been.
No, and I think,
thought they would have been.
I mean, yeah, no, I think to phobias, people can just, like, if you don't have a phobia yourself, it's difficult, I guess, to have that level of empathy. Mm. But I think to sort of allergies and things that could potentially kill and severely harm someone,
yeah.
I just think there needs to be a bit more awareness about that in general. Because, I mean, to be fair, until, you know, now that I've got someone very close to me with such an allergy,
yeah.
She's like a niece to me, and I love her so much. She, you know, I kind of didn't really get it until she was faced with it.
Do you know what I'd also find incredibly difficult is leaving that child? Like I would find that really hard.
Mm.
Like leaving them with someone else.
Yeah, yeah, God,
to
yeah.
do that, I would find that really incredibly stressful.
But there are definitely people that are very inconsiderate to her allergy. And I've got another friend who's got a peanut allergy, and you know she's always up against it. And an engineer that I recently had the pleasure of being within a studio, you know, he's got a nut allergy and stuff. And most people are very respectful and understanding, but there's always like the odd one or two whose spots
just won't
change. Won't change.
They're just arseholes.
Yeah, and they just don't give a shit about other people and sort of think that the rules apply to everyone else but them. But it's sad how disrespectful and how insensitive people can be, actually, isn't it, to allergies?
I would never, ever think that. I would just always be incredibly respectful.
Totally. Like, weirdly, that day that I went into the studio and I hadn't met the engineer in person and I didn't know anything about him, actually, other than his name, I was getting some croissants, and I love almond croissants. And then I suddenly had this, which was like really overcome with like, oh God, no, maybe he's allergic to nuts. And it, sure enough, he was. But it was such a weird thing that I'd, you know, but yeah, I'm just a bit more conscious of it, clearly.
And you see, I'm not though, because I always get pulled up on the dietary requirements thing. Like when people RSVP to my kids' parties and they go, oh, and we don't have any dietary requirements, just FYI. And I always think that's a bit of a, you didn't ask.
Oh, a bit pasag.
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
A bit like,
pagag.
Pagag.
I call it pagag.
Pagag.
Oh, no, but that doesn't actually make sense. It's pasag.
Pasag.
I always say pagag.
Some people are so blatantly pasag, aren't
they? Oh, I hate people.
Oh,
I
actually...
I'm aggressive, aggressive.
Yeah, like...
You know where you stand with me.
Yeah, I think just don't do the pasag. I think... I was thinking we need to do a podcast on WhatsApp groups. There's so much to be said. An episode, yes. On
whole podcast on WhatsApp.
The WhatsApp podcast.
The history of WhatsApp.
The history of WhatsApp. I remember not loving WhatsApp when it first came out.
I absolutely hate WhatsApp. I hate it. If you actually want to... I'm old school. I'm like a... what are they called? Not a millennial. What's the next one down?
Gen Z?
No, Gen Z. Gen Z are returning to iMessage. I'm an iMessage
person.
Are you? Yeah,
so I never check my iMessages.
The two people that I communicate with the most... So my best friend and my husband both on iMessage. And I say to people, if people get stressed with me because I'm not replying to WhatsApp, I say, message me on iMessage. I'm much better on iMessage.
Well, now
because do you know why?
Why?
Is because WhatsApp is, there's so many groups. There are just too many groups. And there are I end up just getting totally overwhelmed and just not even going in it. I'm a little bit better now. I realise you can filter by unread, which I like.
Yeah, and you can archive.
You told me that today and I didn't know because I was talking about archiving a particular group that we're both in that is very noisy. And
very noisy.
I really do not give one iota about this. So please, how do I make this stop? And you said, oh, you can archive it.
I didn't know
what that meant. I thought that would mean that it just, I don't see it anymore though.
You don't see it, but you can go into archive. So you just, it's basically like filing. So as per on email, you just sort of put it in a file. You can just put it away and still go into that file.
Okay.
I'll show you after we've recorded this.
James always gets very stressed that we can never find any of our archive files at work. So that's what I was thinking about that.
It's really easy. You just swipe left and there's an option to archive. And then you can go into your archive and then you can bring it back and you can put it back in your...
You're like my tech assistant as well, because you were like saying to me the other day, do you realise that your email's set up wrong and you like helped me get my email right? And that has been wrong for about, since I set it up about 10 years ago. So thanks.
Oh, thanks, babe.
So if you've got any techie issues, just talk to Crystal.
Crystal. Yeah. All right, Lucia.
Everyone calls me Luce, and I actually think when you actually think about what people are calling me, Luce.
Yeah,
Luce. That's not a very nice word, is it?
Not, is it?
Oh,
no.
Oh yeah, I am though. I am. Always was. Always will be.
Luce.
I know.
Lucy the Luce.
Lucy the Luce.
Lucy.
Or Juicy Lucy.
Juicy. Luce. Lucy.
A lot of people call me Juice. Actually. Juicy. Yeah, I know. Luce, I feel like Lucy is a name that gets shortened to lots of different things. And do you know what? Do you know why? Because Lucy are the type of people that just don't give a fuck. Call us whatever you want. Lucy, Lou. I get called Lucky. Yeah, Juice.
But Lucy's Loopy such a Lou. Short name. It's so funny to abbreviate. I generally don't like abbreviating names.
Yeah.
I'm not, for some reason, I think I don't particularly like being called Chris.
No, so I would never call you Chris.
No, so
never.
I think I've never, you know, my mum's always called me Christelle, not Crystal. And but yeah, I've never really abbreviated
names. Do you know
really
what it is for me is I find very so I've got a friend who is not so Eleanor. I didn't know there were lots of different versions of this name, but there are.
Like what? So Nori,
Eleanor,
Ellie. Eleanor,
Eleanor.
Oh, Eleanor.
So I know an Eleanor.
Oh, I know an Eleanor.
But she's. But I thought it was just. I just thought it was one name, but it's lots of different names. Eleanor, or maybe just two actually.
And then you've probably got like someone who doesn't pronounce the H's. So like Eleanor.
Elena.
Who's actually Helena. But Elena.
And also, what was the other one that... Oh, Anthony versus Anthony. Oh, Anthony. Yeah, there's a child in my life that is Anthony. Call Anthony. And then I have to correct myself every time because I just... It's when something gets into my head as well, it's very, very hard to change it.
Same.
It's like ingrained in my head. And as much as I try, I just can't.
Totally. I had a boyfriend, I guess. Yeah, I guess he was a boyfriend. Well, yeah, he was. When I first met him in a club, and it was very, very loud. In the club. It was very, very loud. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're fit. Really fit. I was in my 20s, early 20s. And I was like, yeah, totally fit. And then he was like, I was like, what's your name? You know, and he was like, I'm Donny. And I was like, oh, fuck. He's Donny. Like
Donny Darko.
Short for Donald. And I was like, oh, it's such a shame you're so fit, but you're called Donald. Like, oh, God, that's awful. Anyway,
but
so...
it's kind of probably quite good because it probably brought him down a peg or two. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it definitely did that. After about 4 hours or maybe 5 hours of being out.
Oh, he was Danny, night, was he?
Nope.
What was his name?
He was Johnny.
Johnny.
But I just misheard. But do you know what?
So you were calling him Donny.
Donny.
And
then I spent all this time, like, and I guess the more I drank, being like, oh my God, he's so fit. But oh my God, he's called Donald. It's okay. I can work with Donald. Donald. And anyway, and basically, yeah, he wasn't ever. But I, from that moment on, I've never been able to call him Johnny because I think I dug so deep.
You still know him?
Yeah. And I still call him Donald.
Is he still really fit?
I don't know. I haven't seen him for years, actually.
Oh. One of my best friends, I got her name wrong for years. It was only when we started living together that she was like, you do know that's not my name, Lucy. And I was like, what? sorry? Like, why haven't you told me this before? No, it's not Ashley. It's Ashleen. And I was like, fucking hell, mate. Like, are you actually joking me? Like, we've known each other for like a year and a half now. Like, I've been calling you by the wrong name. She's like, oh, I didn't really care. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? I've definitely got a few people that I have to, every time I see her, I'm like, it's Anna, not Rebecca. It's Anna, not Rebecca. Or it might even be Rebecca, not Anna. Like, you know, when you get it wrong and they're like, you know, I'm actually Sarah, not Laura. So it's like, she's Sarah, not Laura. Sarah, not Laura.
Yeah.
One of my friends is French. And for years, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, she's got such an English accent.
Mm.
Anyway, sorry, just totally.
We totally digress.
So can a leopard change its spots?
Nah.
What's the conclusion? Not really. No. But I think the work in. Yeah. But I think addiction wise, you're living proof. Lots of friends are living proof that you can, you know, be an alcoholic and then be sober, be a drug addict, be sober.
Yeah. I think that thing, isn't it, as well as like, you know, it's very easy to slip back into those old patterns, even if you've gone years and years and years.
Totally.
It still can be quite easy to, not even just with addiction, but, you know, like those negative thought patterns about people or about your relationship, and you can do lots of work, but it's really easy to just tumble back to where you started.
Completely. And, you know, to be fair to these people that are not us, not arsehole.
I'm definitely an arsehole, just FYI. Like, I mean,
I can be horrible. No, you're not an arsehole. You're not an arsehole to your core. Like, you can have moments of being an arsehole.
I think I get very overwhelmed, I can be a total asshole. Like today, just before we came out, before I came around to do this, I was being really nasty to James and just being a total brat. But he reacted differently to me and it broke me down. It confronted me in a way that he doesn't usually. Confronted me, but just was understanding and went, let's work this through. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm being a dick here.
Yeah, but I think...
It just bolted me out of things.
Well, totally.
So maybe also, if you want someone to less not combative. Be an arsehole, change the way you are with them, maybe.
Yeah, completely. And I do think that there's an exception to the rule that everyone can be a bit of an arsehole to their partners. Like, yeah, with husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends. Like, that's who, you know, that thing about hurting the ones you love the most and stuff and taking things out on those closest to you, that, you know, they're not bloody cliches for no reason, are they?
Yeah.
Cliches, love a cliche.
I love a cliche, and they are cliches for a reason. Exactly. You're right. Like, they are. So, and can a leopard change its spots? Exactly. I mean, that's the thing, though, isn't it? A leopard can't change its spots. That is the saying.
Well, yeah.
A leopard doesn't change its spots. And that is a cliche, and maybe that is where we leave it.
Exactly. And also, just, I wanted to be a little bit fair to the people that, the people that have done the work, and but still are able to sometimes be the arsehole they always were, is it could be that other person triggering them. You know, that there are lots of, maybe it's about the company that in which they keep. Maybe it's us. You know, maybe it's not them, and actually we just trigger something in them that then makes them respond that way. Just trying to be kind there and a bit sort of altruistic to the to those leopards with shit spots.
Yeah. Thank God we've got great spots.
Yeah. In fact, I'm wearing a leopard print cardigan.
It's very cute, actually. We should do, you said we should do a photo of ourselves today, which I don't really feel like doing because I've got a cold sore. But I'll do it for you.
I've got last night's mascara on.
We're both actually rocking messy buns. Do you know what one of my goddaughters told me recently?
What?
She's 14 and she said to me, Auntie Lucy, you know the messy bun is back in. And I was like, finally, yeah. I've been rocking this since 91, baby.
Same.
It's finally back in. I'm back in fashion. Yay!
But you know, all of if we look at all of the like family portraits that Gabriella drew up until she was about 5, it's basically my round face with a round thing on top. I have no hair. It's just this like ball on top of my head. Because I don't think she ever saw me without my hair up. And yeah.
I love that.
But anyway, leopard never changes its spots.
Yeah.
Cliche. There was something I thought we should do a podcast on, actually. What were we just talking about? An episode. Sorry, not a podcast.
I am actually going to do my I'm going to do my podcast over Easter there about my aunt. You know, how how we all started this podcast is because I told you about a really dull podcast that I want to do about my great aunt. I'm doing it.
Oh, yes.
I am. I'm going to do it.
It's a good idea.
But what did you want to say? What was the episode?
I just can't remember. Can't remember what we were talking about.
Anyway, if you've got any suggestions for episodes,
yes,
is that what you
were? Yes! And I was going to say about the questions thing that we were going to do, because you said something about ask us a question or something, and I was going to say that if you want to ask us any questions, you can ask us them on our Adult Bollocksing Instagram account.
Follow us.
And if you want to leave any voice notes, we can play those on our podcast and then answer them back.
Oh, that's a good one. They do have some of the podcasts that I listen to, very true crime focused, but a lot of them have listener tales and listener questions and stuff.
Yeah.
They are great. So we could do that.
So we could do that. We can play them and then answer the question. So follow us on Adulting Bollocks and ask
us
a question.
Follow. Give us some stars if you're listening.
Yeah.
Right.
Give us loads of stars. Like, all the stars, even if you think it's a bit shit, can you just do the 5 stars anyway?
Yeah, thanks. Don't give us one. Don't give us two.
Don't bother if you're going to name give us one.
Fuck off.
Now, look at this. To us being
don't stop abusing joke. Them.
Maybe Lucy is a bit of an arsehole.
And I'm never going to change. Yeah.
Don't go changing. Don't go changing.
Right.
All right. Night, night. Night, night. God, I'm so tired.
Lots of love.
Lots of love. Bye.